girlies, and welcome back to the pod. Today, we're talking about getting your life together, I guess being more put together in general, like a holistic type thing, slash a series that I'm going to be doing about getting your life together. So that's exciting. But first of all, let's chat all about my week. This week I had 2 AP exams. It was Lit and then, oh my god, what was the other one? Gov. So not too bad. So glad I got those out of the way, because then I just have 2 more, which is good. And then also this week I was very social. By very social, I mean I had 2 social outings this week. Yep, crazy. Which is a lot for me, because I feel like I don't normally just hang out with people. That's just, I don't know, I just don't do that. I probably should. But I did it twice this week, and I was proud of myself for being social. So, yay, exciting. And then also this week, Emily Henry's new book, Book Lovers, was released, and it is, chef's kiss, super cute. I don't know if I liked it as much as People We Meet on Vacation or Beach Read, but it was still really cute and really good. The banter, always good. Also her books, the covers are just always really cute. But I really like that. I read it in like a day or two, because I stopped reading the book I was in the middle of because I genuinely hate it and can't get through it. But I'm going to finish it, I think, because why not? And then also this week, I started watching the show Downton Abbey. Yep. I had never seen it before, but I really like those historical dramas. So I've been watching that, and that's been pretty decent. I know it used to be like really popular. I don't know if people still watch it. I was watching it with my mom, but then she got impatient and watched like 5 episodes without me, which is really impressive considering each episode is like an hour. So that is a lot of time that she watched everything and I just didn't notice, but it's fine. Was I a little salty? Yeah. Yeah. It's okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, so like I said at the beginning of this episode, we're talking about how to get your life together. And like I said, it's going to be a sort of series, I guess, multi-episode series, where each episode is kind of talking about, like, getting your life together, but each one is a different topic, which I guess is what I do normally, but it's more fun calling it a series, so just go with it. So, I got this idea from a YouTuber who is doing a series about being in her 20s and about, like, being a better person, being more independent, learning how to, like, adult and stuff. I was like, oh my god, great idea. I'm gonna do the same thing but make it more applicable for me and y'all, because obviously, I'm not in my 20s, and a lot of y'all aren't. So, the idea was we're just going to try to get our lives together before school starts again. As in, this is the perfect time to work on yourself, because it's going to be summer soon, and you technically don't really have to see anybody. And also, you have a lot of free time. So, no excuses for not doing what you set out to do, right? Specifically, I'm saying this because something on my list of getting my life together is learning to actually work out and be consistent at it, because I'm not really in shape and I personally hate working out. I don't like exercise. And the only thing carrying me through life is my metabolism. But eventually, obviously, that's going to go away. It's going to be like, bye, see ya. So I'm going to have to learn how to work out. And I think the way that I need to do that is finding some sort of physical activity that I can do easily, as in, like, it's accessible, but also is something that isn't boring. Because, like, I can't run on a treadmill. That's so boring. I'm not going anywhere. No one is chasing me. I'm not running from anybody. Why would I be running on, like, something that's not moving? That's the same with, like, those bike classes. Why am I biking? There's not a hill. Stop yelling at me, telling me that there's a hill, that I need to go up a hill. There's not a hill. We're sitting in a dark room and there's a mirror so I can look at myself and realize that I'm suffering. Okay, that is not fun to me. So need to learn how to exercise. Maybe at some point that'll happen, but that is, I think, probably my main goal from this series. Is gonna be learning how to exercise, do it consistently, whether that's just like once a week or twice a week, because I know I'm not gonna be the type of person who works out five, six, seven times a week. That is just, I'll be honest, I really don't care that much. I could care less. My mom was trying to motivate me the other day, saying like, oh, like, don't you wanna like feel better about yourself, look better. And I was like, honestly, I feel fine about myself right now and I truly don't care. And I was like, I feel like I probably should care, but I really don't. Because if I look at myself in a bathing suit, I'm like, eh, it's good enough, okay? And I can work with that. Because power of my mind, I'll convince myself I look hot AF. So who's really doing the real work here? Yep, okay. Also, another reason that I wanted to be, more, I guess, someone who actually exercises is because my grandma, my 80-something-year-old grandma, has been consistently exercising. I talked to her on the phone maybe a week or two ago, and she was telling me how she's been walking every day, walking through, like in apartment buildings where it's like the different floors. She's been walking across floors, going up and down steps, holding weights, walking up like 21 floors, which I'm like, you're 80 years old. How can I not even like run a mile or walk up the steps without being out of breath, right? So I realized that is a good motivation because I was like, if my grandma can do it, why can't I, right? But then at the same time, I don't know. I'm going to need to figure out something to make that work. And of course, we'll have an episode talking about workouts and how that's been going for me, I guess. Because people always ask me to do a workout episode or like, what's your favorite workouts? Can you talk about like exercise? And the thing is, no, I cannot talk about exercise because I don't do it, okay? And I know that's horrible. But we're working on it, and eventually there will be an exercise episode. The next goal of this Get My Life Together series is to be a more, I guess, quote-unquote, active friend. Because I feel like in past friendships, any type of relationship, people have always gotten upset with me saying that they felt like I didn't care enough or, they were putting in all the effort and I wasn't really doing anything, which I guess is probably true. So my goal is to be a better friend, be a more active friend, be the person that asks people to hang out instead of waiting for people to ask me. I'm trying to make plans, try to like talk to people more because I always get like in my own little mind, my own bubble. And I forget that, oh my God, I'm friends with other people. And most people think that I, maybe if I don't talk to them for like a month or two, that I don't like them. But it's really just because I feel fine if I don't talk to someone for a month. I feel like we're just as good as friends. But some people maybe don't feel that way, which is totally understandable. But I'm the type of person that I'll be so bad at, like, responding to people. Or sometimes I really just don't want to socialize. And it's not just about the person. It's not like, oh my god, I hate them. It's more like, that seems like a lot of effort. But see, that's my problem, is that this series, I guess, is going to be, should be called Why, or How to Make Carmen Less Lazy. Because working out, lazy. Me being a good friend, I would say I'm a lazy friend. So I need to be better so I can be a better friend to other people and help out other people. So second goal is to be a more active friend. My third goal of this series is to be more consistent on my social media with like the podcast stuff on Instagram and TikTok, and also post more high quality content and give myself breaks. Because I feel like when I was first starting out, I was really just bad with that, I guess. It was just a lot of burnout, and I don't want to feel so burnt out. So I guess the third goal would be, like, how to manage all the things you have going on, talking about burnout, I guess, talking about, like, influencers, social media things. So that was my third goal, is to be better at, my social media, just podcast stuff, post more diverse content, I guess, in a way, because I had an epiphany the other day. I was sitting at my desk and I realized, oh my god, Carmen, when was the last time I actively went out and searched for new information or tried to learn something different besides just making a podcast episode about stuff that I already know, stuff that I've been knowing for years, instead of going out and learning something new and then sharing it on the podcast? I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't done that in like a year or two, because I guess, yeah, like a year or two ago, I was actively searching stuff out. Like, I was learning stuff all the time, whether it was about like skincare or how to manage like wavy hair, whatever. Even if it was something stupid like that, I was still like learning stuff. And I realized I haven't actually learned anything in a while, because yes, I read a lot and I read a ton of books, but none of them are really beneficial for me, I guess, educationally wise. I mean, the only nonfiction book I think I've read this year was about skincare and taking care of your skin, and it was great and I loved it. But I really want to read the book Atomic Habits, because everybody talks about that and I want to be in the know too. I want to know. So I want to read that. And then I got these books for what was it? Christmas. It's the two books behind me. One is about imposter syndrome and one is about, I guess, feminism, but also it's like what it means to be a woman in society. So I guess feminism, I don't know, but I want to read both of those. But I was like, I need to go out more and be actively learning stuff so I can make better content for y'all. And also because it's always good to learn stuff and I like learning new things. And that's probably why I get like obsessed with stuff and try to learn something really fast. And then I just am like, no, next example. That one week when I tried to crochet, I have two, I don't know what they're called, spools of yarn chilling in my room. And I just have a ball of crochet, just a chain of one single stitch in crocheting, because it was the only thing I could figure out and I couldn't understand, and it was so overwhelming, and I was like, oh my god, why is crocheting actually hard? And then I started panicking because I was like, how can I not figure this out? And I watched so many YouTube videos anyway, and then I gave that up. And then like the next week I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna relive my painting era, relive my artist time from middle school. So I did like a painting and a half. One of them is cute. One of them might be going to my dorm room because I like it and I think it's really cute. The other one, I think it was a little ambitious for not having painted anything. A little ambitious. Kind of embarrassing. It is sitting in my room. It is really ugly, but hey, what are you gonna do? So yeah. Also, next goal is that I want to learn more about like managing money, making money, investing your money. Mainly because I feel like in school, or like at least high school, no one really teaches you anything related to money, and if they do, it feels like pulling teeth, and everyone's like really resistant to do it. My school actually had this senior seminar thing once a month where they were each seminar was supposed to like teach us some life skill, which they could have really taken advantage of that and done like, I don't know, important life skills, like how to do taxes. But instead we just learned it was like, be a good person, don't break the law. So that wasn't necessarily beneficial, but that's why I was like, I want to talk about money, because I feel like I've learned a bit about investing recently, making money, managing money, and then also I want to learn more about budgeting money, because my dad showed me my credit card charges for the month the other day. And I was sitting there, I was like, oh my god, I didn't realize I spend that much money every month. It was a lot. I'm not even going to say. It was just a lot, and it's consistently always a lot. So I want to learn more how to budget my money. Because obviously, when I'm like a adult person and have a real job, I'm going to need to manage money and budget money. So, important life skills. But pretty much, those are my goals for this series, is to be a more active friend, to try to work out at least once a week. Maybe that will happen. Well, I think I can do that. Work more on social media, podcast stuff, learning more how to deal with burnout and everything productivity related. And then also I want to be actively learning more, through different mediums, whether it's books or podcasts. And then also want to learn more about managing, budgeting, and investing, and I guess making money in general. So those are the goals. Those are what is going to come out of this series. So what y'all are going to learn and what I'm going to learn, because it's like one of my goals. We're going to be learning more. So I'm excited. I know technically this episode doesn't really have like a advice thing, so I guess it's not technically like a normal episode that I would post, because it's pretty much like a, what is the word, like a prelude, that is definitely not right, but whatever, like a prelude to what's gonna be upcoming, what's coming next, with the podcast, with the series. Also, I'm trying to get a little Q&A thing coming up soon, so get excited for that. I recently have felt what is the word? Re-energized about the podcast. Because I think for a bit I was in a rut where I was just like, I really don't care. I was like, I'm going to college. I don't care. I'm done. And then this past week I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to put in the work, because I've done this for like 2 years. And I need to put in my time and energy. Also, it's going to be summer, so I will have the time and the energy to do so. So, I feel re-energized. I feel good about this. And if you're wondering, you're like, Carmen, okay, maybe you are somebody who is a better person than me, most likely. And is already, like, a workout queen. You already are, like, I don't know, manage your money like a boss. That's so great. And I'm so proud and happy for you. But this series is the series for people that want to learn more. Even if you think you know something, it's about just learning more about stuff that you're interested in, about how to just like grow as a person more holistically. So not just about how to be like your most confident self, because I talk about confidence a lot. I feel like it kind of gets boring. Not just about how to be your most confident self, but also, like, basic practical things that would be, like, I don't know, just good life skills to have. Like, obviously, you're gonna have to be a good friend. That's a given. Gonna need to know how to manage your money. And probably you're gonna want to be someone who at least can work out once a week. I know I do, and I'm gonna try my hardest. I'm honestly very worried about that one, but I think it'll be okay. Possibly. So everybody get excited for the Get My Life Together era. Again, sorry this wasn't like an actual episode, but you know, whatever. Because next week, okay, let me just tell you so you can get excited. Next week is gonna be about friendship. So about becoming a better friend and what no one tells you about friendship in general. So everybody get excited for that. I'm really happy about the series. I think it'll be good and I think y'all will really like it, hopefully. Fingers crossed. But yeah, thanks for listening. Hope you have an amazing week. Also, I didn't address this earlier, but my allergies have been really bad this week, / I might be sick, I don't know. So if my voice sounded weird, that's why. I'm a little congested. I don't know what it's from. I mean, I kind of do. No, I definitely do know what it's from. It's either a cold or it's my allergies because I didn't take allergy medicine for like 5 days. And then my allergies started getting so bad because I live in Kentucky and the pollen is just horrible. And spring allergies are real here. It's so bad. I don't know how that was wrong. Oh, yeah, my voice. So, sorry about my voice. But get excited to get your life together because I'm excited because, honestly, sometimes I just feel like a bit of a mess. But, like, also not a mess. It's really weird. I'm, like, I feel more put together than most people. But also, at the same time, I'm not put together. So, we're gonna become more put together. Together. How cute. Love y'all. I hope you have the most amazing week because you are the most amazing. Bye.